Democratic lawmakers like U.S. Senator Dick Durbin are stumping for President Biden's American Jobs Plan. Durbin took his efforts to create public support for the massive bill to a parking garage above the Amtrak station in Uptown Normal, where there are charging docks for electric vehicles. Durbin said as part of a news conference, the American Jobs Plan puts $174 billion toward electric vehicle charging stations and buyer tax credits by the year 2030. And he says Central Illinois has an EV future.
Normal is stepping up to the plate and is going to become a leader. One of the executives out of Rivian was discussing the role of Central Illinois and our state in this new revolution in transportation. We have many claims to being one of the pioneers in moving forward and in leading the nation. Let me give you a couple. One of the largest producers of charging stations in the world is out of the Netherlands. They're opening a facility in Libertyville, Illinois. Argonne National Laboratory, which we're very proud of, has been doing battery technology research for years, and now they're looking into the recycling of batteries as well. I was told, and I can't name names because they weren't prepared to make them public, but many subcontractors will be working with Rivian, be locating their businesses here in Illinois and Central Illinois. Central Illinois is an opportunity to become the EV Silicon Valley of the 21st century. I'm not exaggerating.
Senator Durbin says battery technology and Illinois are important in another way. Most batteries and their elements are produced in China. The U.S. has a relatively little lithium, which is used to make batteries. In response to a WGLT question about how to overcome that natural resource shortage, Durbin says he believes there is a way the U.S. can be more self-sufficient.
Well, lithium is one battery source, and like I said, I'm a liberal arts lawyer, so don't test me in my engineering skills, but there are other sources that are being developed. There's a lithium mine now in the United States, in the southwestern part of the United States. There are even plans to reclaim lithium from the tailings of coal mines. So we haven't declared that we are going to be dependent on China and lithium, even in that area. And we're exploring new battery technology, which doesn't use that, uses a different approach. And I think that's very critical. I think we need to have diversity of research and not be dependent on one source of battery technology.
There are currently less than 2 million electric vehicles on U.S. roads, but Durbin says in the next 9 years that will grow to 20 million vehicles. And that estimate comes from car companies, not politicians. In response to another reporter question, Durbin says the government and private sector need to get ready for all the electricity those new electric vehicles will suck down. And the Biden Jobs Plan has money for that, too.
It isn't just highways and roads and bridges and tunnels and airports and ports. It also is our electrical grid, transmission of electric power across the United States from all sorts of sources. Is it necessary? Ask the people in Texas who went through a week or two of no electricity because the current system is just not up to the challenge. So yes, it would include investment in the electric grid to make sure that there are plentiful electric sources, and equally important to that we do that sensitive to the climate situation we're facing here. We're seeing a change in the source of electricity in our state and around the nation. It used to be that more than half of the electricity was generated by coal. Well, that has gone down dramatically, not so much by government mandate, but by the private sector deciding that that's not the future. Now it's more and more natural gas that is generating electricity. And in Illinois, nuclear power, I can't forget to add that in there. So as we start anticipating greater uses of electricity, we're looking for more renewable, sustainable sources of that electricity.
Getting the legislative package approved may be difficult. Not many Republicans are on board, and Democratic U.S. Senator Joe Manchin, a crucial 50th vote on the issue, says he is against doing away with the filibuster. Pandemic relief passed through a mechanism called reconciliation, which went around the Senate filibuster. Not every piece of legislation can be passed with such an end run. Here's Durbin's response to a WGLT question about how to address that roadblock.
That is inside baseball. It's a Senate procedure, but it really has a bearing even on this conversation. Will President Biden be able to get his major initiatives through if it requires 60 votes in the Senate? We have 50 Democrats, 50 Republicans. We need 10 Republicans to join us if all Democrats are on board. And that is a heavy lift, very heavy lift politically. So we've used the reconciliation package for the American Rescue Act to provide for more vaccine and vaccinations, the cash payments of $1,400 to families across America, extension of unemployment benefits, and on and on. Now, the next step, how many Democrats will be on board, how many Republicans remains to be seen. But I know Joe Manchin, he's my friend. I know what's going through his head. He believes in the filibuster, but he also wants to get things done in the Senate. So I hope that we can convince him that we should try initially, and I hope successfully, to put together bipartisan efforts to do this. I'm doing it myself in several areas as chairman of judiciary. And then if that fails, whether there are elements that could be taken up in reconciliation bill successfully and not be subject to a filibuster. It's an involved answer, but it's an involved subject.
That's U.S. Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois. Durbin was speaking to reporters in an Uptown Normal parking deck, and WGLT used audio processing to remove train noise, most Amtrak loudspeaker announcements, and parking deck echo. I'm Charlie Schlenker.